You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out JMBullion.com today.
Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas, and I hope your new year is off to a great start. Today, we're going to cover the top 10 New Year's resolutions for preppers. The holidays are over, and all the craziness with the traveling and having company, most of that's slowing down for everybody. So we can get back to the order of business and get back to prepping and get back to making ourselves more sustainable. And I think that should be the thing that we're looking for as far as trying to think up goals and resolutions for 2017. So this is a really great time to set some goals, and I can't stress the importance of goal setting enough. Whether you want to call it a resolution, a goal, or a personal growth target, whatever it is that you want to call it, the concept is absolutely vital to being able to move forward. And you don't have to wait till New Year's to set goals. Absolutely, you don't have to do that. But 2017's a clean slate right now, so this is as good a time as any to start making some changes. And before we get started, I do have a couple of announcements. The Days of Noah is now available as a complete box set for Kindle readers, and I have that available at a special reduced price, and you get all three books with the box set. Starts with book one, Conspiracy. It includes book two, Persecution, and finally book three, Perdition. The trilogy gives you a ringside seat through the eyes of Noah as you watch the world descend into chaos, a global empire take shape, ancient writings are being fulfilled, and the last days fall upon the once great United States of America. So really, really fun read. It's gotten over 905 five-star reviews on Amazon for the individual books in the series. So most folks seem to enjoy that. And if you haven't checked it out yet, this is a great opportunity to do it if you're a Kindle reader at a reduced price. And of course, as always, to celebrate, I'm doing another big survival gear giveaway. This is the biggest one we've ever done in the history of Prepper Recon. So this is a great, great giveaway. So if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, maybe you can win this giveaway and it might have what you were hoping to get. I'm going to be giving away silver American Eagle coins. So that's a big ticket item. And, you know, maybe you were hoping for some silver for Christmas and you didn't get it. And this is your chance to get it. I'm also going to be giving away silver quarters, some great survival gear. And I'm going to be giving away, $1 billion Zimbabwe. All right, so truth be told, 1 billion Zimbabwe won't really buy you what it used to, and I doubt you'd probably even be able to buy a stick of gum with it. But as far as a teaching tool not to put your faith in fiat currencies, this real $1 billion note from the Zimbabwe Bank is absolutely priceless for that. And of course, I'm giving away silver, so that's a prime example of how to protect yourself against the type of hyperinflation that turned Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe's billionaires into paupers who couldn't even afford a stick of gum. So one first prize winner is going to win 5 U.S. minted silver American Eagles. They're going to win 10 pre-1965 90% silver U.S. quarters. So that's about a total of right at 7 ounces of silver. So you've got the 5 coins for collecting, and then you got another 10 quarters that are great for post-apocalyptic bartering or whatever. And it's just great stuff to have around. And of course, it's $1 billion Zimbabwe bill, and that's the real currency from the Central Bank of Zimbabwe. And you're going to get a fully stocked custom Prepper Recon individual first aid kit. You're going to get a Gerber multi-tool, which is what I use. Very, very high quality. Gerber is, they just make great stuff. It's not quite as expensive as Leatherman, but their tools just really, really held up well. And I've never had a problem with it. And it's what I use. And so, I'm not trying to give away cheap junk. I'm giving away the stuff I actually use. In addition to the regular first aid kit, fully stocked, IFAC, you're going to get a combat application tourniquet. And, of course, that's what a lot of the troops wear into battle. They've got those on their arms ready to go in case they get hit. They can just, pull it off and stick it on whatever extremity they need to strap that tourniquet onto. So it's the top of the line sort of Cadillac, of tourniquets. So you're also going to win a pocket stove, and that entire prize package totals out to about $300 when you look at the silver with the premium that you'd pay on those coins and the kit and the multi-tool and the stove and everything. So very, very good prize package. The second prize winner is also going to win some silver. They're going to win one U.S. minted silver American Eagle, and they're going to get five pre-1965 90% silver U.S. quarters. So that's roughly 2 ounces of silver that they'd be winning. They're going to get a first aid essentials kit. That's got the Israeli battle dressing, the quick clot, the tourniquet, and the EMT shears, and the suture kit. So all of the big ticket items that you get in the IFAC, it just doesn't have the band-aids and the gauze and the hand sanitizer and antibiotic gel and all the stuff that you could just go to the drugstore and buy yourself. But it's got all the upgraded, high-end, trauma equipment. The second prize winner is also going to get a copy of Dirt Cheap Valuable Prepping by Cal Wilson, and they're going to get a copy of his latest post-apocalyptic thriller, EMP. So another really, really good prize package there. In addition to those two winners, we're going to have a bonus giveaway, and that's going to be for audiobook listeners, and one audiobook listener is going to win 3 free codes for Audible. So you'll be able to get 3 free books, and those, you can use those on any book you like. If you've already listened to all my stuff, you can use it on any audiobook that you like. And if you listen to podcasts, audiobooks are very, very similar, because you put it on whatever device you want to listen to, and go about your day, whether it's driving or going to the gym or doing yard work or whatever, and you can be listening to those audiobooks. And here's how you win. You leave a review for The Days of Noah, the complete box set, on Amazon.com. And then number two, you send me an email, and you include your Amazon screen name that you used for the review, and you send that email to PrepperRecon@gmail.com. And in the subject line, you just put Days of Noah box giveaway. And then if you're an audiobook listener and you'd like to also be entered in the bonus giveaway for the audiobook codes, put Noah box audiobook giveaway, and just put that in the subject line instead of Noah box giveaway. And even if you've already left reviews for the individual books, you can still leave a review for the box set. The drawing is going to be held on Sunday, January 22nd, and the Amazon screen names will be posted on PrepperRecon.com. It will announce that they've won there on the website. Winners are also going to be notified via email that they've won. And sorry, this contest is only open to U.S. residents. And the reason that they have to do that is a lot of the stuff that's in the IFACs and in the first aid essentials kit, that stuff can't be exported outside of the U.S. I sign agreements when I purchase some of that equipment that then I'm not going to sell it outside of the U.S. They, I guess what it is, they don't want that stuff being used in foreign wars or by foreign militaries that might actually be fighting against our guys. So I understand why they do that, the quick clot and stuff like that. They don't want that stuff exported. So I understand that. So I hope you'll enter that drawing. It's a really, really great giveaway. So Godspeed in the drawing. Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Now let's get back to today's topic, the top 10 prepper New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolution number 10, learn a new skill. We've all got a short list of prepper skills that we'd like to hone, and you've got an entire year to learn one. So if you dedicated 2017 to learning a new skill, and then if you did the same thing the year after that and the year after that, think of everything that you know in 10 years. You'd have 10 new skills so that you would have mastered if you continue to practice each one and learning a new one every year. And lots of you have probably been putting off getting your ham license. Others have been waiting to pull the trigger on beekeeping, or maybe it's reloading, raising rabbits or chickens, or some other skill that will make you more self-sufficient. And it doesn't have to be a quote prepper skill. Last year, when it became obvious to me that my fiction novels had way too much Bible in them to even be considered for a Christian publisher, I knew I was going to have to figure out the promotional side of publishing for myself. So I spent a very large part of 2016 learning new skills associated with marketing and developing a strategy for my books. By learning a skill that makes you more productive from a business standpoint, you make yourself more financially resilient, which causes you to be more self-sufficient in general. New resolution for 2017, number 9, create a side business. It may be that you have a ton of prepper skills already. Are any of those something that you could monetize? Are you already keeping bees? If so, could you sell some of your excess honey from your hives to generate a small income? Maybe you make soap. Finding an attractive way to package your soap might be the key to making big bucks from selling it online or at craft fairs. Of course, it doesn't have to be a prepper business to make you more financially resilient. Could be cutting lawns, cleaning houses, maybe doing taxes. Some folks have a knack for fixing things around the house. Make up some business cards and put an ad on Craigslist. Good help's really hard to find, so if you're good at something and you got a strong work ethic, your business could grow really, really fast. Number 8, eat healthier. So what's healthier? Well, if you eat pizza and donuts every day, introducing a salad into your diet 3 or 4 times a week, that's healthier. It might mean smaller portions. Other folks may be considering going organic for 2017. Maybe that's what healthier is for you. New Year's resolution number 7. Wean yourself from excessive pharmaceuticals. I won't pretend to know what your situation is or what you're going through, what your struggles are, but I will say that while we only account for 5% of the world's population, we currently consume 80% of the world's output of opioid medications. We have currently 11% of Americans are on some form of antidepressant, making us the leader out of every other country in the world as far as consumption of antidepressants. And 60% of Americans are currently on at least one prescription medication, and many of them are on multiple prescription meds. Some of that stuff, maybe you can't do without it. But a lot of it is we're really over-medicated in this country. And don't just blindly assume that your doctor's opinion is the gospel truth. Diet and exercise alone can just do wonders for things like diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, several other ailments that are usually treated with pills, which just mask the symptoms. And a lot of times they create a whole new list of health issues. It's just, it boggles my mind when I hear the potential side effects for all the different prescription medications that are advertised on television. It's just, it's crazy. And a lot of the potential side effects are worse than what the medication is being prescribed for in the first place. So, just because your doctor's giving it to you, it doesn't mean it's good for you. They, you know, you have to take personal responsibility for your health and for your body, and get out there. You've got the internet and dig around and make sure you're doing everything you can for your condition before you just continue blindly taking that medication, because maybe that you could get by without it. And the things that I just mentioned, diabetes, high blood pressure, and depression, those things, if you have those conditions and you're not eating good and you're not exercising, you're not really doing everything you can to get free of those medications. So, it may be that you do diet and exercise and you still need medication, but it might be that you need less of it. So a smaller dosage, or maybe if you're on 10 pills, maybe you can get down to 2. But it's going to do nothing but help if you'll eat better and dedicate some time to exercising. And so on the countdown, number 6 is quit drinking. Some folks can have a drink or two and it doesn't really cause them any problems at all. But if it's causing issues in your life, it's time to stop. And if it's causing problems, you probably need help. So I look into probably a local overcomers group rather than like AA. Overcomers is a Christ-centered addiction recovery organization, and so they're going to go to the Bible for answers, whereas AA doesn't do that. They've got their big book, and it's not the Bible, and we've got all the answers we need in the Bible. So check out Overcomers. It might be a little more, if it's more severe than that, then there's plenty of Christian based in-house rehabs as well, like Teen Challenge and things like that that you can look into. Number 5, quit smoking. Smoking's a killer on your health and your wallet, literally. And it's not easy. Trust me, I know. I've been through it. So if you've tried in the past and failed, try prayer and fasting this time when you set out to throw away the coffin nails. And if that doesn't work, I'll happily refund your money that you paid to listen to this show. Number 4, start a garden. The benefits of having a garden go so far beyond fresh vegetables. You're learning a new prepper skill that's going to make you more resilient. You're in control of what goes into your body. You're in control of what goes into that particular amount of produce that you're growing, and you know what, you know, you can research things that are better than buying petrochemicals to spray on it and poisons and things, because if it'll kill a bug, it's not all that healthy for you either. It also gets you outside, so you're moving around, keeps you from getting all the stuff that's associated with being sedentary too long. And you get to learn about where your food comes, and you get to learn what it takes to produce it yourself. The learning curve on gardening is so much steeper than most folks believe. If you're planning on producing some part of your own food in the event of a collapse, you need to start learning what's involved with producing that food right now. Even if it's just one single tomato plant, or maybe it's a basil plant, make 2017 the year you begin producing something for yourself. And all of our top 10 list, number three is start exercising and make a goal of doing it 5 days a week. This doesn't have to be about losing weight. You might be as skinny as a rail, but you could still be in horrific cardiovascular health. You need to do something to get your heart rate up for at least 20 minutes a day. And try to do that for 5 days a week. Maybe it's swimming, could be walking briskly. If you've got bad joints, you don't want to jog, you don't want to run, I totally understand that. Try an elliptical glider at the local gym. They have very, very low impact on your joints. And also try getting in some resistance training, maybe 2 or 3 days a week as well. Muscular atrophy is simply the idea of you either use it or lose it. And so if you're not using a muscle, it just starts atrophying and it just starts going away. Folks that go up into space, they have to exercise because they don't even have the gravity that requires most of us to have some type of muscle mass to just support the weight of our own being. So they go up into space, and if they just floated around the whole time they come back, they'd get back to Earth after a month or two, and they wouldn't even be able to walk. They wouldn't have the muscles that were required to walk. They'd be in a wheelchair. And so we basically do that to ourselves when we don't do any type of weight training. We don't challenge ourselves. We don't challenge our bodies, and we don't push our bodies to make them stronger. And if everything just decays to its lowest form, if you don't take action to keep that from happening. And if you're not doing some type of weight training, you're not going to have the physical strength you're going to need if you're ever in a disaster situation. And besides the physical benefits of exercise, it relieves stress, dumps all the toxins out of your body through sweat, and it really does counter depression, like we talked about earlier when we were talking about the medication. So the top 10 New Year's resolutions for preppers. Number two is get on a budget. If you're still winging it, make 2017 the year that you get financially fit. Get a spreadsheet, start tracking how much money you've got coming in, and start tracking every penny that's going out. That's going to allow you to make cuts here and there and just be a better steward of what God's entrusted you with. And you're never going to be free if you don't have a good handle on your money. For folks that are struggling with debt, I highly recommend investing in Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. The course is available through various church groups, but you can also purchase it as a home study package from DaveRamsey.com. I don't agree with Dave on investing at all, but for debt management and budgeting, I think it's the best course around. And I think it's just maybe $110, and they'll ship that to your house. You get a whole DVD series and workbooks and the envelope system, and if you're struggling with debt and you think you can't afford, $100, you can't afford not to get it. So, it's a great tool for, like I said, budgeting and debt management. And, you could almost skip the parts that he gets into, talking about investing. You're going to hear a lot of the stuff that he talks about. It's the same stuff that's spewed by most of the financial managers out there, but for debt management and budgeting, he's really, really on point. And finally, the number one New Year's prepper resolution is read your Bible every day. I can't tell you how much this is going to change your life if you'll purpose to put God's word first every day. You'll see more clearly. You'll have more peace. You'll be able to discern whether your church is really teaching what the book says. Running to God and begging for direction every time a crisis pops up usually doesn't really work if you're not already steeped in his precepts. So when things pop up in your life and you need direction from God, you're already going to have that core understanding of who God is and how he works if you're in his word every single day. And then when you pray and you say, God, help me out here. I need direction. I need wisdom. You're going to know when that still small voice comes to you. And it's usually going to come to you through the Bible, which you already have that daily habit of reading. And you're going to be able to discern, is that really the voice of God, or is that my own selfish thoughts, or is that the enemy trying to mislead me? Because you're going to be used to his voice, because you're going to be spending time with him every day, listening to him through his word. And in the dark days ahead, you're going to need that constant line of communication open like never before. The challenges that are rolling down the pike towards us as patriots and Christians are absolutely unreal. Don't think Trump just handed you a 4-year pass to sit back and take it easy. I promise you, the attacks are going to be coming like you've never seen. And if you're not suited up, well-trained in how to handle the word of God, you're going down. So get in that book. Read it every day. If you don't understand everything, don't worry about that. Ask God to open your eyes, to grant you wisdom as you read, and he'll absolutely blow your mind. He'll give you understanding for the important stuff, and everything else will just take care of itself. And that's about all for today. So don't forget about the giveaway. We usually get less than 40 entries in any given giveaway. So your odds of winning one of the three prizes are 1 in 13, or if you want it from a percentage standpoint, it's 7.5%. So that's a really, really good shot of winning one of these great survival packages. You get all that silver, all that great survival gear, really high-end multi-tool, great medical kits, and of course, $1 billion in Zimbabwean currency. So you could actually be a billionaire. You've got a 1 in 13 shot at winning one of those. So God bless. Happy New Year and happy prepping.
Are we living in a time of which there is more prophetic writings than of any period in history? Watch through the eyes of Noah Parker and his family as a global empire takes shape. Ancient writings are fulfilled and the last days fall upon the once great United States of America. By the Days of Noah, Book 1, Conspiracy, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.